The views presented today are those of Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances and do not necessarily represent the views of Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC. Have confidence facing financial decisions and learn the steps that are right for you. Join us for the next 30 minutes as certified financial planner Crystal Langdon helps make finances crystal clear.
This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there. Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence making those key financial decisions. Well, today I'm excited to be sharing with you the three steps in the cycle of wealth. And this is something that I recently talked on at a Rise and Thrive virtual summit. And I don't know about you, but ever since this virus and crisis has happened in this country, the door to speak hope, to speak financial direction, to provide financial confidence has opened wide up. And so we are literally speaking every week. And if you have the opportunity, I'd love for you to join me. So every Wednesday at 5:30 on Facebook at the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we do Wealthy Wednesdays. And it's an opportunity to take 5-10 minutes the most and go over a financial concept that you can use in your life. And so because of these Wealthy Wednesdays, individuals and companies are hearing about Crystal Clear Finances, and they're asking us to speak on their summits, to speak to their people, to their businesses, and what a great opportunity the Lord has opened up. So we're running right through it, but here's the deal. Every time that we speak someplace else, I want to make sure I bring that right back home to our faithful listeners here at Crystal Clear Finances so that you can prosper from this information, so that you can be able to apply this in your lives. So what I spoke about this past Saturday was I spoke about the three steps in the cycle of wealth, because there's discovery, there's development, and then there's delivery. And if we can understand that process, it allows us and grants us the ability that we need to be able to move forward and to see that cycle repeat itself over in our life, and then we can grow wealth. And if you've listened to me in any amount of time, you know that I don't think that money is everything, but I do think it makes the world go round. I do think we need it in order for us to pay our bills, in order for us to put our kids through college, and enables us to be able to bless others. And so I really want to be instrumental in helping you understand how this works. So whether you're listening to Crystal Clear Finances for the first time and you are new to this whole money thing, or perhaps you're established and ready for the next step in finances, or you can be anywhere in between, you can be confident that today we're going to give financial clarity. So let's jump right in and get started. So let's start with step number one in this cycle of wealth, and that is discovery. You know, in this season of social distancing and self-quarantine, we need to see the gift that it's presenting us and unwrap it. See, we've been given the gift of time. We've been taken off that hamster wheel in order for us to be able to reevaluate, reflect, and revisit if we are on the right trajectory for our lives. Is your life on track for where you want it to go? Well, if not, now is your opportunity to fix it. See, this will require a deep dive of understanding what your mission is, your calling is, and the reason why God has placed you here. You know, for many people that I have been talking to, life has not turned out the way they hoped it would. somewhere along the way, they stop believing that they carry the answers and the skill set inside them to change their lives and their financial future. You know, we've grown comfortable in relinquishing the pathway or the trajectory of our lives, that we haven't asked the hard questions anymore because we don't like the answers that we receive. That yes, we do have the ability to create the change that we need, but it's going to require a lot of growth and a lot of effort. So let me tell you, you are enough, but you're going to have to grow, have to stretch yourself to get where you want to go, but God has made you enough. You can change the trajectory of where you're headed, not only spiritually, emotionally, relationally, but also financially. You know, it's going to require that you discover your hidden wealth potential. And let me show you how. And I want you to know that these are a free download that I've made available on the Crystal Clear Finances website. It's called the Hidden Wealth Analyzer. And it lets us, if you walk through the process, it lets us discover what are those God-given talents that we have within, those natural tendencies, what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, where do we need to grow so that we can create the wealth and can achieve what we need to in life. Again, not so that we can build bigger barns and just fill it full of money, but because we have a calling on each one of our lives and it does take resources. So let me give you just a few samples of what's inside this. So in this Hidden Wealth Analyzer that's on our website, some of the questions go like this. And I want you to think about this and answer them yourself. If money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing for free? What natural tendencies do you have that people literally look at and they say, wow, I wish I could do what you do? And then the third one, what obstacles have you faced in life and what skill sets were developed to help you walk through it? So let me repeat those. I went through kind of fast. Number one question to ask yourself is, if money wasn't an issue, what would you be doing for free? You know, a lot of times when people come in and they ask me, they say, Crystal, I want to plan on retiring. And I say, oh, so what does retirement look like for you? And they don't talk about sitting on a front porch. They don't talk about just living on a golf course. They talk about things that they've always wanted to do, but never thought that they could be paid for it because they haven't had the luxury to be able to get those skill sets in place, be able to sharpen those skill sets, and then move into that area to be paid for what they were created to do. Second question to ask is, what natural tendencies do you have that others mention as a benefit? I mean, do people say, wow, I wish I could cook like you, sew like you, golf like you, whatever the point is, where is your natural tendency? I have a good friend, Cindy Miller, and she teaches golf lessons because what is her skill set? She's really good at golf. So what are you really good at? And then the third area is, what obstacles do you face in life and what skill sets were developed to help you walk through those obstacles? See, it's okay when we sit down and we ask ourselves these type of questions and we feel motivated, right? We love the enthusiasm of being able to say, wow, look at these skill sets I have. What's not fun is when we have to identify the things that we're doing or thinking that are stopping us from creating wealth and entering that cycle of wealth. So what I want to ask you, and we spent some time last week on this, so I'm not going to stay in this question, but what are your earliest childhood memories and how is it impacting you today? And I would encourage you, if you say, well, here's my childhood memory, but I don't see what the big impact is, go back, go to our website at crystalclearfinances.com, go under the radio tab, and you will see that last week's radio program has already been uploaded. So go back and listen to it. Or of course, you can go on our podcast at Crystal Clear Finances podcast on the iTunes app, and you'll be able to listen about a little bit more information, what to do with those early childhood memories. Now, the next question that I have is, do you reach certain levels and then you hit a ceiling? Is it that you're saving and saving and you're like, wow, we are getting ahead. This is awesome. And then it never fails when you get to $5,000 or $10,000 or whatever number it is, you hit a ceiling and you're not able to move forward. Well, what is that pattern? What is triggering that? Sit down, take time and write out any similarities each time of what you're seeing. And then the last place I would ask you to look is to describe a wealthy, who a wealthy person is and what they do. You might say, well, why would I want to do that? Because if subconsciously you think money is evil, you will subconsciously self-sabotage any attempt to get wealth so that you don't become evil. You are at war with yourself, because if you think money is bad, why would you be pressed to go get it? Because you're not going to make yourself someone you hate. So we need to understand, what are the thought processes that may be hindering you, those limiting beliefs? So 6 questions altogether. 3 are the fun ones, right? 3 are the ones that we say, hey, wow, I'm identifying where I'm good at. I'm identifying where people tell me that I'm really good at. And I'm knowing the obstacles that I've faced in life and how I was able to overcome it because of my skill set. This is awesome. And then you've also now have to ask yourself, okay, so what are the childhood memories? What are the limiting beliefs? Do I think money is evil, right? Describing what a wealthy person is. And are you hitting certain levels in your life and then having to go backwards? You're hitting that ceiling. What is the pattern that you have there? See, when we can understand how we're wired and the passion that's in us, then we can serve from a place of authenticity and confidence. Your responsibility is to find you and what you're uniquely qualified to do. So step one is discovery. Discovery of what makes you, you. What your skill sets are. You know, when I was speaking on this summit, some of my good friends, Tara Nelson, she's one of them. She has photography. She does branding for companies, takes pictures. And she has this unique ability to see people and bring them from the unseen to the scene. That's just a gifting. And you know what it was? She found out, I like to take pictures and I'm actually really good at it. And she invested and she got better. And now she has a business doing that. Or I think of my friend Talmar. She's teaching people how to be bosses, how to set boundaries, how to make sure that there are goals that are all written out. She does that in such a unique way. But you know what? That works good for her because she found out that's where her natural skill set is. She knows how to set boundaries. She knows how to coach people who are in leadership. You know, whether it's Cindy Miller or Talmar or Tara or any of the other speakers that were on that summit, all of them were phenomenal, but we were so different from each other. But we had one common denominator, and that was a self-awareness of who we are and what we have to offer. And see, once you know who you are, once you have that self-awareness of your gifting, then you can see the needs of others and how that gift can serve them. And when you can do that, you begin to serve from a place of authenticity, which allows inner satisfaction, joy in the journey. Now, that was just step number one. We need to discover who we are and who we're created to be. Now, step number two in this cycle of wealth is development. You know, this area is often overlooked. And I would say, I think it costs individuals thousands, if not millions, over the course of their lifetime. And I want to explain this to you. See, when I went through and I wrote down what are all my skill sets, my talents, what am I passionate about, what do I love to do, I realized I love to teach people and empower people, especially on how to create wealth. So whether I'm doing financial planning for them, teaching them about life insurance, investments, savings, protection, all those different concepts, whether I am coaching individuals through my Digital Done Right courses, or whether I am meeting with individuals and teaching them how money works, whatever course that I'm going through, I am realizing that I like to create wealth. But watch this. The concept of being able to teach them. I realized I knew that, but I had to develop my skill set. So I began, my first step was investing in myself. I became a certified financial planner. I took all the certifications, all the tests, so academically I had what I needed. But I knew I wanted more. I wasn't just settling for just getting the status quo of what you need to be. I wanted more. So I found this software company and they make financial software that actually helps me teach people how money works so that it's a nice, easy way to understand it. And yes, they have a do-it-yourself course for my clients who say, Crystal, I just want to take this on my own. But they also had a how money work course that I could teach. And so I would guide certain clients or coach people through so that they could feel confident making those financial decisions. But here's what I noticed. In the beginning, when they were rolling out this course, there were some gaps in their intensive coaching program. Areas that I had questions, my peers had questions. And see, what the problem was is that I had bought into this very expensive coaching program. And when me and my other financial planning peers had questions, the software company was answering it from a software mindset, and they weren't answering it as the financial planners who are working every day with their clients and helping them grow. So I stepped in and began filling the gap. I began writing curriculum in the areas that it was missing. I began answering questions and providing those answers to my peers in the same group that I was in. Everything I stumbled over and I found frustrating or confusing, I solved it, and then I showed it to my peers. Well, word got back to the company and they asked me to speak at their conference and share these things. Then they started asking me to do keynote speaking, and then they hired me to run their coaching program for financial advisors across the country. Now, why does this even matter to you? Because in point number two, when we talk about developing, what if I had taken the typical route? What if I had complained that I had spent thousands of dollars on this program and it wasn't perfect? It had gaps. It failed me. And I did the traditional thing of walking away complaining. But instead, I realized that if I'm having trouble with this, maybe others are having trouble with this. And if I improve my skill set and rise to the challenge, and I can help others, there would be a way that I could sow into the lives of others. Now, I never dreamed that it was going to place me on a stage training 1,100 people. I never dreamed it was going to elevate me to be the head of their coaching program. And I never, ever dreamed it would bring in thousands to my household. All I was doing was taking my love for teaching, applying it to a problem everyone around me was having, and push through in the growth and personal development that was required in me, and I was rewarded for it. So here is my question to you. What problem are you facing right now? What challenge in the area of your passion are you faced with? And are you choosing to wait for someone else to step up? Or are you willing to push back, find those answers, and help others in the same area and confidently lead them? Because there can be a win-win value delivery in that situation. I didn't solve the problem because I thought they were going to hire me to teach all their financial advisors. I solved the problem because I was hungry to learn and to improve my skill set. And those are the things that we need to do. When you find where your skill set is, then you grow in that area, continue to learn and push yourself so that you can get to the next level of competency. Because that's where the third step comes. The third step comes in delivery. And we're going to talk about that in just one moment when we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. Social distancing requires that we're home with ourselves and our loved ones. During this time, one of the best places to go is back to your roots, spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and yes, financially. Learn how to get back to the roots on how money really works at our online Establishing Financial Freedom webinar on Wednesday, May 20th at 6 p.m. Rediscover what it's important to do financially and why. Call Crystal Clear Finances today at 518-433-7181 or register online at crystalclearfinances.com. This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there. And we're back with Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and such a pleasure to be here with you today. Today, we're talking about the cycle of wealth. We're talking about that there are three key steps in it, and you repeat this step over and over and over. And the first step we talked about today was talking about discovering your skill sets. And I would encourage you, if you haven't gone to the website crystalclearfinances.com and downloaded the Hidden Wealth Analyzer, it's free. Why not? You should do it now, because it allows you to go through the questions and ask yourself, okay, what brought this skill set? How am I over here? It allows you to identify keys that God can use, skill sets, talents, and abilities that can be used to create wealth in your life. Then the second thing we talked about is we talked about making sure we develop in that area. That's why you see us all the time. We're offering free seminars where you can learn about savings, you can learn about insurances, you can learn about investments, you can learn how money works. We now have a course. Now, this is a paid course, but we have a course on how money works. It's 15 weeks and it's certified by some of the colleges in our country. So it is a very in-depth course that can teach you, hey, I want to know how money works so I can have the confidence. Whatever steps are right for you, learning how to develop can bring you to the next level to unlocking wealth in your life. Now, the third step, after we've discovered what God has given us as the ability to create wealth, that talent, and we've developed it, we've invested in ourselves, we've taken whatever coaching we need, whatever development that you need, books you're reading, podcasts, now the third step comes where you deliver. You literally serve your way out of debt. You serve your way out of this crisis, and you serve your way into wealth. You take your God-given talent and the reason you were placed on this earth, and you develop it, which I know requires effort and growth, but then you serve in that area of need. Now, I know we have covered a lot of information together today, but understand, this is a repeatable process that's done not just by people who are starting out in business, but this process is literally done by those who are already successful. They have identified their skill sets, they developed it to meet the needs of others, and they serve their way into wealth. Now, watch this. When this pandemic hit and the needs changed, what did the wealthy, what do those with successful businesses, successful followings do? Number one, they went back to number one, which was discovering what need was in correlation to their gift. They're realizing, okay, people are in panic, people are pulling back, people are being sent home, all of this is happening. What gift do I have that will speak to that need? Then the second thing they did is they pivoted on their infrastructure. They developed new ways to meet that need while using their gift. And what is the third thing they're doing? They are delivering. They are serving their way out of crisis. See, whether you're starting out or whether you are already established, whether it's in business or wherever you're at in life, you can do that same process too, because the first step starts with you. How can you confidently create wealth by serving others if you don't know who you are? You have to go with the starting point. I encourage you, as I've done before, download the Hidden Wealth Analyzer at Crystal Clear Finances. It's free. It's my gift to you. And if you already know who you are, okay, so let's say, well, Crystal, I don't need to download it. I already know the answers to all the questions. Well, I'd still download. It's really good questions. But if you already know who you are and you're ready to step into growing wealth through your business or resources, or you just want more information on our How Money Works course, our business development, or how to do digital, or just real good financial planning, savings, investments, insurance, protection, then contact us through our website at crystalclearfinances.com. You know, wealth is a cycle, a beautiful, repeatable cycle that can be embraced and nurtured. It can change your life, can change your family, can change your legacy. I want to close with my favorite poem today. And I know I've never done this on our broadcast before, but it so speaks to what we talked about today. It speaks to what I presented last week at the Rise and Thrive Summit. So this is called Our Deepest Fear by Marianne Williamson. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. I would encourage you today, dare to discover your talents. Develop them, and then deliver what the world needs, because the world needs you. I'm so appreciative that you are part of the Crystal Clear Finances family. I'm so appreciative that every Saturday that you tune in, we are doing everything we know, whether it's through our newsletters that we send out almost weekly during this crisis, whether it's our Wealthy Wednesdays that are 5:30 every Wednesday to give you some nugget, financial nugget of truth, whether it's through our free online seminars or whether it's through our courses that we can take you through, we are here to serve you. We want to provide that financial clarity. We want you to have confidence when it comes to those financial decisions and to know how to create wealth. So I invite you to join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can always have confidence facing those key financial decisions. Thank you and God bless. This is Crystal Langdon from Crystal Clear Finances. Many of you know me from our weekly radio program and our daily financial gems. For over 20 years, we've also been hosting live events and teaching how you can save, invest, and have the proper protection for your family. However, for your safety, we temporarily suspended all our live events, but we also want to make sure you still keep growing financially. So we're proud to announce a new way to gain financial confidence with our free online Facebook Live webinars. Every Wednesday at 5:30 on the Crystal Clear Finances Facebook page, we'll be providing financial insights so you can confidently face every financial decision. Wealthy Wednesday webinars at 5:30 on Facebook. We will see you there.
Have confidence facing financial decisions. Learn the steps that are right for you. Visit crystalclearfinances.com or call 518-433-7181 today and schedule a free initial conversation. Discover the strategy that is right for you and reach your financial goals. Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, investment advisor, qualified kingdom advisor, and a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances. Investment advisory services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Alpha Star and Crystal Clear Finances Incorporated are independent entities. The information provided is for educational purposes only and is not intended as investment advice for anyone. All information discussed is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation as to its completeness or accuracy. The opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and do not constitute financial, legal, or tax advice. Please consult your financial professional before executing any financial strategy.